Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and I am going to express some gratitude for a guy named Dr. Scott Atlas again. We're going to, it was Fox. And the statement that, it wasn't Fox. I can't remember. It was radio I was listening to. That's terrible. As a radio person, you should always remember the radio station you're listening to. This is 770 KTTH, the Todd Herman Show, in case you're wondering. And they said Dr. Scott Atlas, who became controversial. How? This is the greatest ever magic trick that's ever been pulled in the history of global deception. To Scott Atlas became controversial. Nope, he was made controversial. Let me boil this down to the absolute essence of the controversy with Dr. Atlas, who, as he agreed to serve 130 days. He never intended to stay at the White House, ever. It was in his agreement. He didn't want to work in that environment. And why would a scientist and doctor want to work in that trash environment of D.C. as, you know, created by Fauci and Redfield? Why would anyone of good standing want to be in that environment? Dr. Atlas simply relied on the scientific best practices established for 100 years. After the Spanish flu, Dr. Atlas relied on rigorous, studied detail of learnings. While the rest of the politically pressured, bought in society of go along, get along, or push others into bad science people, invented from whole cloth an entire new religion cloaked in science. That's what it is. A religion cloaked in science, complete with dogma replacing fact, such as cases. Cases used to mean people were sick. In the age of COVID, cases, quite literally, cases is a meaningless word. It carries no meaning. Consequence of the fact that they've used that word to scare people. Like that, the phrase hospitalizations for COVID has no meaning. No medical meaning whatsoever. Because when you count someone who's in the hospital because they hurt their leg playing with their hound dog, like say, Joe, and they get a positive test based off of a useless PCR test, and you say, oh, you're in the hospital for COVID. It literally has stomped meaning. It has stomped on the face of meaning and destroyed the face of meaning. It's what it's done. Atlas went back to meaning. He went back to what actually means something in a rigorous scientific sense. And that's controversial, folks. That's controversy. Like those of us who are looking at the defined, consistent, knowable, observable habits of Democrats when they are in power, and pointing this out and saying, of course they would steal an election. It's who they've become.
Not only are these people to be lambasted with the strongest language we can imagine,
they put that debt on my grandchildren.
Comments by the president have been rooted in a desire to fan the flames of division.
We need a little less tweeting here, a little more listening.
Ah, it's inspiring. Less tweeting, more listening. is Jay Inslee bringing the power. The power of Jay Inslee. He's the so-called governor of Washington State. So let's continue as we examine the views of people that are saying, let it go, Trump lost, let it go. And I am trying my very best to be sensitive to these views. So this is part two. Part one was last hour. You can get it in the podcast. Part two. They'd never covered this up. In part one, we established this. The Democrat Party, if it helps them, are pro-crime. They're comfortable with domestic terror organizations burning down American cities and threatening Americans. They don't have a huge problem with political assassinations in the street as performed by Black Lives Matter Incorporated and Antifa. They're not horribly bothered by attempts to murder cops and successful attempts to murder cops. That isn't a horrible bother to them. And to be frank, it isn't a horrible bother to the Mockingbird media either. So we've established that. We've established that there was, in fact, opportunity to do this. It's not impossible. In the first hour, we established that, according to this panel of tech experts in 2016, four years prior to this, it was just a panel on critical infrastructure talking about how Dominion had been hacked in Arizona in 2016. And these three tech people on this panel said, oh, yeah, it's easy peasy to hack Dominion. So, yes, in fact, it's vulnerable. We established that. Now I'm taking the look at the view of, wait. We'd see all the evidence. Well, I think we see enough evidence that it must go before the Supreme Court, and I can go through the evidence I see. But, okay, let's play with this in Washington State. All of a sudden, Como News. And God bless them for doing this. They have a piece out that the Washington State Auditor says the unemployment agency has impeded the fraud probe. Wait, you mean to tell me that Democrats have attempted to block the Washington State Auditor from looking into the theft of at least $500 million in taxpayer money from the Employment Security Division of Washington State? And for our listeners around the country, that was your money. Jay Inslee got that from you. So listeners in Florida and New Jersey, that was your money Inslee allowed to be stolen, not just ours. In that development, it appears obvious that someone turned off basic fraud prevention safeguards in the government software system. Democrats, according to Como News, blocking an investigation to get to the evidence of what we know. Even Inslee admits Nigerian scammers took this, or he says it's Nigerian scammers. They should be lambasted in the strongest possible language. But Democrats would never hide evidence of election fraud. They would never destroy ballots or, you know, soft Republicans in Georgia, the state's Secretary of State then there for the second time involved in a controversy of wiping voting machines. This also happened in 2017. He was really anxious to wipe the voting machines down there in Georgia. Why? Then there's this. Same media company, Como, thank you. Interesting that this is all now able to be talked about prior or post November 3rd. Como News points out that the Labor Department in Washington State are lying about the number of newly laid off workers. Wait, you're telling me Democrats are lying to the Washington State citizens about the number of people laid off? But there is no chance that those same people would lie and steal and prevent people from getting to the evidence of vote fraud. It's impossible. It is kook stuff. This is my challenge to people who want us to move on. Trump lost, move on, and it's a genuine challenge. Please email me or text me the best five articles you can debunking this. 800-465-8770 or therman@ktth.com. Please, if you have articles that you're pointing at your friends saying, look, I'm pro-Trump. I don't like Biden either, but this election was not stolen. Please send me your most persuasive pieces on this, and I'll read them, and then we'll respond on the air. But we're not done. To the actual, now, charges of vote fraud and how the Mockingbird media is proving my point. We'll get to that in about 60 seconds after we check traffic with Right Way Traffic.
For our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to 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 our democracy.
This is from the Institute for Critical Infrastructure Technology in San Francisco in 2016. Okay, 4 years ago, prior to obviously Orange Man Bad phenomena wasn't what it was, what it's become. I mean, it was in the midst of Orange Man Bad, but it's not anywhere near what it's become. These are geeks. So these are, you know, software engineers sitting around having a discussion for other software engineers in San Francisco, California, at the Critical Infrastructure Technology. At this point, no one knows that Dominion is going to be in the center of attention around election fraud, except since 2009, the same media, right, this is answering the charge of Todd, listen, give it up. If there was a sign of election fraud, do you think that a reporter wouldn't break that story? Do you think it would just be conservative media and you and Rush and Mark Stein and Sean Hannity on his TV show and Eric Metaxas and Kevin McCullough, and I could continue, who are saying this is fraud and it needs to be taken seriously and it needs to go to the Supreme Court? You really mean that competitive reporters wouldn't go out and find this information? I have played for you on the air PBS stories, NBC stories. I've quoted Wall Street Journal stories. I've quoted a massive media beginning in 2009 with the HBO documentary, where countless people have shown how easy it is to hack these machines. They have hacked them to prove the point. The same Mockingbird media who said the walls are closing in on Trump, evidence indicates Russia hacked the election to help him, officials not authorized to speak on the topic, but senior FBI officials say there is proof that Trump met with Russia. Those same Mockingbird media members had also reported on the vulnerability of these devices, but not now. So this is Russia in reverse. There was no evidence that Trump colluded with Russia. And yet we were told the evidence was mounting, the walls were closing in. Now, as the evidence is mounting, there is no evidence. Even though way back in 2016, software people, technical people talking to technical people at a geek fest that never would have mattered except they point out something that happened in Arizona with Dominion software.
Dominion systems, simple authentication that can be popped and you go as a customer to view or manipulate data from the portal side, which includes tabulated results.
Yeah, and it just comes down to getting into the website, brute force, SQL injection, getting into the network, stealing credentials, mapping the network, gaining intelligence. I think this is Arizona election website was breached this way. So this has already happened. So script kiddies always learn from what's already worked. So they'll mimic this breach.
So people, script kiddies means like not original hackers, people not using their own work. They're digging down from the internet exploits other people have used to hack these systems. All right. So this has happened. The media is not referencing their own work. They're not going back and saying there was concern about this. They're not going back to 2019 and saying there was a lot of concern about this. We expressed it on our news network. That's a decision, folks. They know what they've reported. They know what's in their archives. It's a decision to not show it to you. Or are we to believe, oh, we forgot we reported on that? Do you think the reporters who did that story have forgot? Do you think HBO forgot they did an entire two-hour documentary on election fraud using systems like this? Do you think they've forgotten? Oh, that slipped my mind, that documentary we produced. Evidence. Biden lost 212 more counties than Obama did in 2012. Okay? Biden won 477 counties versus Obama's 689, and yet Biden gained 13 more million votes than Obama. Circumstantial evidence, I admit, that's not, you didn't show me theft. No, I can go through and show you time and again. I can quote Democrats. This guy's name is Rick Hansen. He is a lifetime Democrat. He worked as he was a 30-year registered Democrat. He was a former Oregon State elections official. He's a former chief information officer. This is Rick Hansen putting his name on this, his reputation. The original intent of the software code, according to affidavits, was to manipulate votes without detection. When you start with one goal in mind, it's tough to pivot to the opposite goal later. No matter how hard you might try, not that it seems anyone tried. Absence of security audit log, this is his words, to record every action in the software is so indefensible that I laughed out loud when I read it. This fact alone should be enough to negate the results when there is any question about fraud, because it cannot be proven that fraud didn't occur. Did you hear that phrase? They don't run an audit log. They don't let you go back and audit the results. You don't get a receipt. You know, go out and buy a car one day and say, can I get a receipt for that? No, we don't do that. Election administration. Lawsuits allege that many procedures required in state law for good common sense reasons to ensure the one voter, one ballot rule is adhered to were not followed, including receipt of absentee ballots in return envelopes was not recorded. This reduces the risk of ballot box stuffing. For example, to ensure that only one real ballot has been submitted by one real voter. Signatures were not verified against voter registration on return envelopes. There might be missing envelopes too. It wasn't clear to me in my reading if I missed it. Ballot processing is not allowed before election day in Georgia. In this election, by rule inconsistent with state law, the Secretary of State allowed counties to start 3 weeks early. Absent a rigid accountability process, this risks double or counterfeit voting. Conducting one election with integrity is hard when you overlay what is, in effect, a second election by mail that has to be reconciled with what happens at the polls. The risk is very high. And he goes on in detail of inconsistencies that, in his mind, negate this election. But there's no evidence. This guy has to go to Twitter to say this. Because the same Mockingbird media members who ran special after special and report after report about how easy it is to hack Dominion software have forgotten that they reported that. Oh, we forgot. I continue to make my case. I am open-minded. I'd like to hear I'd like you to send me the best articles you think make the most airtight case that this election was rock solid. Text them to me or email them to me. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. Man, can we just all admit that for all the human rights violations China just inflicts on people, at least they don't produce blueberries. Blueberries is a superfood I eat all the time. I just have to get this off my chest, and maybe you join me in this. Maybe this is a major frustration for you. Winter blueberries are disgusting. Summer blueberries, they're tasty. No, and if you don't like blueberries, it's because you have psychological trauma. People don't like blueberries. This is proven. I mean, look, the science says, and the science is in agreement. There's literally no scientific debate about this, that if you don't like blueberries, it's because you have trauma. But I'm eating blueberries this morning from Peru. Can we just go to war with Peru? Would it be okay? I mean, I don't think it'd take that much. A battleship or two, maybe an aircraft carrier. And I don't want to harm the people of Peru. It's not their fault. I just want to destroy all their blueberry fields. Terrible blueberries. I apologize. Don't buy Peruvian blueberries. All right, ready for this? I feel a little bit on the fence this week because I'm quite aware of the fact that there's a lot of people on the conservative Republic side of things saying, hey, listen, it's over. Just stop. You're embarrassing yourselves. I've done that on the vote fraud thing, and I feel very, very comfortable with where I'm at of this. Extremely comfortable because I'm operating based upon evidence and analysis. I've gone through my thinking process, how I'm still where I'm at, what evidence I see, opportunity, motive, right? Plans, attempts to cover up. To me, it's all very evident. So I feel very comfortable about my analysis. Likewise with the COVID flu. And I was saying earlier that when I do show research, I'm like, okay, maybe we can talk about other things because there's no more COVID flu news. And then there's this. So likewise, I feel a little bit defensive today because I'm going to talk about the World Economic Forum. And I understand that there are people who will say, please don't. Don't go there. I wouldn't have a year ago. I have been changed forever by what I have observed in these past 4 years and in the spotlight of the last year and interpersonally. I know there are stories that the media hides from you. I know the Washington State, the set of Media 5 hid the sex ed curricula from you. I know two television stations were told, we will not run that. We will not. I know they hide the chemical mutilation of children with cross-sex hormones at Mary's Bridge and at Children's Hospital. I know that they won't talk about that because I've been told we can't report on that. They'll report on the mold situation at Children's, but not that stuff. That changed me forever. Because it indicated to me, okay, so there are things that the media just will not tell you. Likewise, as I'm watching the lies around the COVID, and I'm being told, hey, listen, like the World Economic Forum, that's just a discussion group of weird rich people. Okay, how is it that the weird rich people invented this Build Back Better, which means that we have this terrible pandemic has destroyed, is just shown how unfair our economic system is. So our economic system is the problem. It's not the lockdowns that are the problem. It's not Big Pharma that's the problem. It's none of that. It's our economic system. Do you believe that our economic system is why we're locked down? Does anyone believe that? Does communism cause countries to lock down? Does socialism? No, only capitalism. But wait a minute. Socialist countries are shut down. See, you scratch the surface of the lie reveals itself. This is the president of Ireland. It is sort of funny. He does look like Bilbo Baggins. And in fact, he's made fun of his own country for that. So that's a little unfair. But how interesting is it that the president of Ireland is making his Build Back Better speech just like Boris Johnson did? Just like the fact that Joe Biden's website for the government is buildbackbetter.gov.
COVID-19 has magnified the shortcomings of our failed paradigm of economy with all its imbalances, inequities, and injustices. The pandemic has demonstrated a renewed demand from the citizenries of the OECD, indeed the citizens of the globe, for a new economic order. This is evident through the response to COVID-19, the burden of which fell to the state and proved, if proof were ever required, that the state has the ability to play a leading transformative role in crisis management and response, that the public sector has the capacity and expertise to deliver quality universal services to its citizens and to do so effectively and fairly, that government can act decisively when the will is there.
Is that how you view the lockdown? In Ireland, they were going back into a lockdown. At one point, reported in the show, with 11 deaths. 11 from the COVID flu. Their death line is nearly flat. That's the same speech that the Prime Minister of Sweden made after all of a sudden, despite their great success, without lockdowns, they locked down all of a sudden. And he came out and gave a speech very similar to that. Joe Biden's website, buildbackbetter.gov, based off of this. But rich, powerful people would never use something like a flu to get their bidding. At the end of a year of peaceful riots and political protests in the streets of America and peaceful riots in the streets of England, and people being arrested in Canada for opening their barbecue shops. And now threats. Threats from Gavin Newsom that he might order people to stay in their house at all hours because those bad, bad people traveled for Thanksgiving. Never mind that Gavin traveled. Never mind that Democrats in the West Coast went to Hawaii. They just won't say who, or politicians for that matter. They won't say which ones. Never would they leverage that. There's more to get to, including the latest lie on hydroxychloroquine. Yes, that's back. A lot more to cover as we continue in the Todd Herman Show. See if Alex freaks out because he thinks I'm not back from the break. See if Alex is going to freak out. Alex is too much of a pro. Well, welcome back to the Todd Herman Show. I was just curious what would happen. Since you can't see me, I was just curious to see what would happen if I didn't come back. What would you do if I didn't come back from the break? What would you do?
I'd probably come on the mic and say, hey, welcome back to the Todd Herman Show. Todd is out right now. And then look for something to...
I wonder what would happen if right now I just decided to have you do just a few more things.
Really? Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, you're putting me on the spot, Todd.
Well, so because you told me once, and I don't mean, by the way, I don't mean any disrespect to people who host the show for me. I will be in for Rush on Thursday this week, obviously. So I guest host at a level far beyond what it is to guest host for me, obviously. And I would never, ever think of saying, like, being on a Russian show going, you know, the news bulletin sound, or any of Russia's catchphrases. I know them all, but I would never think of that because it scares me. Like, that's Rush Limbaugh's thing. And I have such enormous respect for what he has built and what I've learned about him, you know, through the team AIB about how he treats his folks. But you've told me the guest hosts don't do my bits. They don't, like, do Just a Few More Things or Smells Like Seattle Spirits, or they don't do any of that. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's weird to me. So if I were to just say Alex is going to do, what if I just said that you get to do Just a Few More Things tomorrow? All of it. You get to host it.
Hmm. All right.
So you'll do it.
Sure. I'd be hosting way above my pay grade as well.
You would be the first person ever. I don't know that that's true. I think that Rockstar Greg has done Just a Few More Things. I think I asked him to do it once. Then I think he said, man, I just feel weird doing that. So, all right, let me give that some thought, because that's a huge, Alex, that's a huge risk.
Mull it over.
All right, I will. All right, let's get into
Just a Few More Things.
I don't know. You guys think you guys could step in and do Just a Few More Things? Be interesting. Be interesting to get some submissions from listeners doing their version of Just a Few More Things. That'd be kind of cool. We've been doing this 7 years. You guys know how it goes. It's a quick arrangement of news-like items laid out into a logical order, a sequentially ordered list.
Thing one.
Factorally increasing by factors of one, by the way. So I do say that they're news-like items. The State Department, back in the day, had to alter the record. You know that Joe Biden's hired an all-female communications staff. Well, Donald Trump has one, too. So does Vice President Pence. So does the First Lady. So does the Second Lady. In other words, the entire White House has an all-female communications staff for the executive and vice president. But Jen Psaki's coming back if, God forbid, Joe Biden becomes president. Jen Psaki is so weak that they had to actually alter a question she got. They changed the record. They hid a question from the media.
8 minutes of video have been cut and replaced with a white flag.
There was a glitch in the State Department video. When Fox flagged it for us, we actually replaced it.
I mean, a glitch. This just seems awfully strained.
It was not a glitch. The State Department erased a question from the United States media because Jen Psaki is a hack. But she is a female. Next up in just a few more
things. Thing two.
Johnny Brennan was really excited over Chris Krebs. Chris Krebs is the authority to whom the government is appealing, saying, but Chris Krebs says it was the most secure election in history, and Chris Krebs is a lawyer. Listen to how John Brennan, though, he really makes it an authoritative case in favor of Chris Krebs. I mean, this is why Brennan's so good. He just uses facts and data.
I don't know if you got to see the whole 60 Minutes interview, but you could not have found a more sensible, sane-sounding person to walk us
with a deeper voice.
With a fabulous radio.
That's hard to argue with. And look, I'm not a Brennan fan, but when you deliver logic like that, I mean, I'd be afraid to debate him, frankly, because when you say a guy has a low voice and therefore the election wasn't hacked, there's no coming back from that. That's like Mike Tyson when he was 19 in an uppercut. You're out. You're done. You can't. There's no repartee you can offer in response. Right? Next up in just a few more things.
Thing three.
This creepy Oliver Darcy. It's either him or that Brian Stelter, who, incidentally, Brian Stelter is not the guy who was pleasuring himself during a Zoom call at CNN. That was Jeffrey Toobin, who did that. Oliver Darcy pretended to listen to my last fill-in for Rush, or the one before that, and pretended to listen to the entire show, although his critique of me was just the first 7 minutes of the program, but nonetheless. He says it's absolutely dangerous that Fox's Maria Bartiromo interviewed President Trump.
I was trying to think of a word that would describe that interview, and I don't think there's a word in the English dictionary to describe how reckless and irresponsible and dangerous that interview was. It wasn't, like you said, an interview. She was inviting him to lie and lie and spin fantasy.
Okay, you for 4 years said Trump was a Russian spy. He's not, never has been. You said hydroxychloroquine will kill you dead. It doesn't and hasn't, unless you overdose people with it, like in the ridiculous National Institute of Health study. So dangerous. Really, Oliver Darcy, I can think of a lot of words, like in your case, propagandist. Next up, and just a few more things.
Thing four.
CNN's already fear-mongering about Christmas.
Potentially the mother of all super spreader events. There are other major holidays on the way, so what should the average American be doing right now to stay safe?
They should be masking up and not traveling.
Yeah, except that, once again, now it's a mayor of San Jose who said don't travel, and then he traveled. It's over. Just people know it's a scam. They just know it, just so you're aware. Next up, and just a few more things.
Thing five.
This is a so-called journalist in Australia, and she's going to get some extra rations in her meal, maybe even some shampoo. She's outside of an Australian church, secretly filming.
Five, three, six, three, seven, 48, 56.
Counting people going out of church. I tweeted her, and it got a lot of retweets. I asked her, were you able to chase them into the cornfields, maybe get their home addresses? Were any of them hiding in the backyards, maybe in attics? Could you track them down? I want names! I was trying to join her fear cult. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.